Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rob Reichel probably grew up on a lot of Run DMC. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Hello, Rob.
Hello, boys. It sounds like you're having too much fun as usual.
All right, Rob, Big Show, Rob. Rob, we were talking about this earlier when you said you were coming on. We want to know what we have today. Do we have positive Rob like last week, or are we back to pessimistic Rob?
Ooh, that's not nice.
Sparky, I'm just always honest Rob.
Honest Rob. Yeah, I like it.
Spark, you know this. You know me well enough. The Packers dictate how, you know, my message comes across week to week. So clearly after last week, there's a lot of things that need fixing, right?
Nah, no, they're fine. No, no. It was just an off week, travel, everything else that goes, whatever it was that went on Saturday, whatever it all happened, whatever, it's fine. It's no big deal. They come back, they take care of the Panthers this week. We feel good about ourselves going in the bye week. Come out of the bye week, beat the Niners, and continue on with the season, Rob.
I'm going to say this, Sparky. You know, even at 7-1, I felt it was a little bit of a mirage there. I didn't think that team was quite as good as the 7-1 team. You know, one of LeRoy's teams from the mid-90s or team that started 13-0 and 11 and things like that. I was waiting for them to have one of these kind of games, Sparks, so we'll see where they go from here. But clearly, I don't think Green Bay's quite at the level of New Orleans and San Francisco and some of the other powers in the NFL. That doesn't mean they can't get a home game. That doesn't mean they can't, you know, get a bye that first weekend. But I think some of the things that Green Bay has to fix were certainly exposed in that game out in Los Angeles.
But Robbie, could it be that maybe they were a little confused on how to implement Devontae Adams back into his offense? I mean, could it be some of that?
I mean, Gary, it really shouldn't be. They played with the guy the first month. We all know this. The quarterback has eyes for Adams first, and I think you'll see a change in how they approach things against Carolina, where they try to establish the run first and let the passing game play off the run, which is what I felt they should have done all along last week. I think what we learned in the month that Adams was out, guys, is 30 and 33 are pretty terrific running backs, and certainly is a pair. They're both going to make a lot of money 18 months from now, wherever that is they get signed. They have two really good running backs, and the fact they're only running the ball, guys, 40.5% of the time, that's just not enough. And I think what LaFleur learned, and LaFleur's roots were under McVay and certainly in Tennessee, what he wants to do first and foremost is establish a run game, and I think you're going to see that now, certainly as the weather gets nasty and over the last 7 weeks of the season. I think he realized last week his game plan has to start by running the ball, and things will fall into place with Adams and the other pass catchers after that. But guys, I think it's got to start first and foremost with Jones and Williams.
Talking with Rob Reichel of Forbes.com, covers the Green Bay Packers and covered them for a long time here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, Rob, back in 1997, Curtis, my guy, Dennis Krause, when we lost to the Colts, they were 0-11 like, or something, and we went on to win.
0-10, LaRoy.
0-10, yes. And then after that, we beat everybody the last five games, double digits. Matter of fact, we blew out Dallas 45-17. Do you think this team can get on that kind of a run after the bye week going into San Francisco?
Well, the tricky part is you're going into San Francisco, LaRoy. I don't exactly remember who you finished 1997 with. I remember, too, in 96 you got hot to finish the season. And I think that team, even your 96 team, was 8-3, and you closed it out with 8 straight wins to finish 16-3 in your Super Bowl season. Going to San Francisco, which I think, guys, might be the best team in the NFL, is going to be a tall task. Obviously, it helps them immensely to get a bye. And, I mean, they're remarkably healthy for, what are we going into, week 10, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, so it'll be week 12 when they go to San Francisco. It's amazing how healthy they are. I mean, their most beat-up guys are Savage with a little bit of an ankle. And, I mean, across the board, they're remarkably healthy. So after that, LaRoy, I do think the schedule plays well. You go to a Giants team that'll have very little to play for at that point in time. You get a couple of home games. You go up to Minnesota, which might be for the division, and then you go to Detroit. And at that point in time, I mean, let's be honest, in Week 17, Detroit could be completely out of it and they have nothing to play for. So the schedule does line up semi-favorably for them down the stretch. That 49er game, Leroy, I mean, when we look back 6 weeks from now, that could be for home field or certainly a first-round bye in the NFC. I think if they find a way to magically steal that game, Leroy, then yes, I think there's no question they get themselves to a 13-3 kind of finish.
Okay, they put Cam Newton on injury reserve. It's Allen's team, but of course, Christian McCaffrey is the MVP candidate. The Packers have had trouble stopping running backs when they're running the football. The weather's going to be a little weird. But for the most part, Tampa Bay, the two games they played Tampa Bay, they shut him down. So what's the key to this, shutting down Christian McCaffrey, if you're the Green Bay Packers? What would be the key to it?
Well, it's going to be kind of twofold, Roy, and you know this better than anybody. It depends what kind of base, what kind of defense they line up with. I think they're going to go heavy, and I think they're going to go a second inside linebacker next to Martinez, a guy like Goodson, and try to take him away in the run game first. And they'll go to more base personnel, because if you look at the Panthers wide receivers, guys, they don't scare anybody. Olsen's still a pretty good tight end, but he's getting up there in age. So I think to take him away on the ground first and foremost, they're going to have to commit to the run. And I think up until now, Pettine's been largely content in playing with nickel and dime primarily and letting teams, you know, move the ball up and down the field and then try to keep them out of the end zone where the red zone defense has been so good, and they're okay allowing field goals. I think they're going to maybe try to take the fight to the Panthers a little bit more on Sunday and not play as much bend and don't break type of a defense. Now in the pass game, that's a whole other animal, Leroy. I mean, I don't know if that's Savage who's going to. I mean, it really can't be Blake Martinez, because that's a dynamic mismatch. If you try to line Martinez up with McCaffrey, I don't know if it's a safety, if it's a corner. I mean, there's no question he's their best pass catcher as well as their best rusher. So we'll see what Pettine comes up with from that perspective. But it wouldn't shock me at all, guys. I mean, the way Green Bay has defended tight ends and running backs out of the backfield, if McCaffrey leaves with, you know, 10 or 12 catches, if they can't get that fixed as well. So, or I don't think they can stop him by any means. They've just got to find a way in his 30 touches or so, which is what he'll end up with, to try to keep him in check, you know, in that 120, 130 total yard range and not let that thing get to 200-plus yards.
You know, when you talk about this Packers football and so forth, and then you look at the weaknesses that this Packers team has as well, whether it be stopping the run, slowing down the tight end for the opposing football team, for me, I think my biggest fear going through the rest of this year in getting into the postseason, based on the talent on the other teams that they'll be facing, their inability to stop the run scares me to death. Once you get into, you know, colder weather later in the season, and I just don't know if it can be fixed.
I agree with you, Spark. I mean, you go back to 14, and through 8 weeks, they were they ranked 32nd in the league in stopping the run, and they came out of a bye week after week 8. And they moved Clay Matthews inside to middle linebacker, and that really largely fixed it. I think they ranked 5th then in the league against the run the final 8 weeks of that particular season. And even up until the NFC Championship that game or that year out in Seattle, they did a terrific job. They don't have those kind of answers on the roster right now. I mean, that's the problem. And they fixed a lot of things in the offseason, and you give Gutekunst a ton of credit for that, but you can't fix everything. I mean, Ted left a lot of holes, but let's be honest. And you look at the schedule coming up, it's not just Sunday against McCaffrey. San Francisco runs the ball 56% of the time. They're totally committed to the run. They're going to hammer it at Green Bay all day. They have a high-level elite rushing offense. You have to go out to New York and see Barkley. You have to go up to Minnesota and see Cook. So the schedule is brutal in terms of the quality and the level of running back spark that they're going to face, and they don't have the answers. Kenny Clark's playing a little bit dinged up. Dean Lowry's not having a great year. You know, they're not getting a ton out of Lancaster and Adams and people like that. And as much as I think everybody likes Blake Martinez, I think we can all admit his average tackle is about 6 yards downfield. So there's a lot of problems, and I think you're right, Spark. I'm not sure there's the personnel to fix it here between now and you know, mid and late January, which is obviously where they want to be playing until. This might be a problem they just can't fix until the offseason.
No, you're right about that, Robbie. I think if you look at the team overall, they're avoiding some top. But you know, I think if you look at the NFL as a whole, there's no real true perfect team out there, at least in the NFC. I said this today on our show on Spectrum News 1 with Dennis Krause, my good friend Leroy Butler, that I think in the NFC there's probably at least 10 teams that has a chance to do it. I think if you look right now, I believe Billy looked this up for me, your wild cards teams right now are Minnesota and Seattle. I mean, I don't even know if anybody wants to go play those guys.
Yeah, I don't know if there's 10 teams that can win the conference, Gary, but there's certainly 8 or 10 that are capable of making some noise in the postseason. I mean, the Rams are probably even out right now, aren't they, Gary?
Yeah, they're out.
And that's your NFC representative from a year ago. I do think it's pretty top-heavy, guys. I don't think anybody necessarily wants to go and play an NFC title game or even a divisional round in New Orleans and places like that. But there's certainly a level of parity, not just across the NFC, but across the league. I mean, New England was the team I thought was the closest maybe right to being perfect, and they were exposed a week ago. And whatever, this is the NFL's dream, it's the NBA's dream, it's everybody's dream is to get parity. And when we get to the last month, have 20 teams still in it, and you're right, Gary, that's what we'll have. 10 or 12, 10, 11 teams from each conference when we hit December 1 will still have a chance probably to make the playoffs, and that's probably good for business in most of these cities.
Talking with Rob Reichel here of Forbes.com and Conley Media here on the Wendy's Big Show. Just a couple of more minutes before the Packers take on the Carolina Panthers going into the bye week. Going off that, Rob, what are the teams that you believe could win this conference? Because I think there are, when you look at all six teams that would be representing the NFC in the playoffs right now, there's a lot of teams that could win a playoff game, right? And you do look at the last 12 representatives, I believe 8 in the Super Bowl had a home field advantage, and the other or 3 of those other 4 had first round buys dating back the years in the NFC. Is it really just those top 2 seeds being able to get to Miami, or do you see teams being able to hop out of there from that wild card round?
Yeah, Billy, and everything you just outlined there, the one team that kind of bucked the odds were those 2010 Packers, right? Mm-hmm. Who went on the road for the 3 playoff games and won the conference championship in Chicago. No, I mean, obviously, at that time of the year, to have that extra rest and then to get a home game is enormous. But Green Bay proved in 2011, too, that when they tinkled away the 15-1 season, that nothing is a given, no matter how much rest you have and things to that effect. But going to New Orleans, I think, scares people maybe more than any team out there, just in terms of the crowd level and the crowd noise they would face and the talent that the Saints have. I think San Francisco's as good as anybody, Billy, with their ability on defense to dictate a football game, and then their run game where they can totally keep an opposing quarterback and an opposing offense sitting on the sideline. Green Bay, though, is in that discussion, guys, and that's why this is such an important week for them to bounce back and to kind of stay in that race and stay in that hunt. I mean, San Francisco's schedule is going to get a lot tougher here down the stretch. They've still got Seattle. Still got Green Bay. They've got the Rams. I mean, there's easily 3-4 games you could circle on the 49ers schedule that are 50-50 type of game, where Green Bay's got a chance to get, if Green Bay can get to that 13-3 type of mark, they will have a chance to get that first round bye and stay at home. But some of these other teams, I think, are flawed a little more than anybody else, Billy. I mean, I don't trust Minnesota and that quarterback to do much in a playoff game. And until he proves it, for example, I don't care how good the rest of that roster is. He's going to bring them down in the big-time moments. Philadelphia doesn't have a deep threat in the passing game, and that's really limiting what they can do on offense. I mean, everybody's flawed on some levels. It's just who's flawed the most. And I think the 3 teams at the top, which I'll continue to say are Green Bay, San Francisco, and New Orleans, are just certainly flawed the least.
Rob, how do you see it going down here this weekend before the bye? Packers and Panthers need the big bounce back if you're Green Bay to get to 8-2?
Again, like I said last week, going into that Chargers game, guys, I think Green Bay's games are going to be, now last week wasn't close, but a lot of people thought Green Bay was going to blow Los Angeles out. I don't think Green Bay right now has enough figured out and enough fixed that they're going to rout anybody. They're not going to win games 42-17. I see it as 27-21 maybe. Philly, where for Green Bay, where again, Allen and McCaffrey and that entire Panthers offense tries to follow the script that was laid out there last week by Melvin Gordon and Phillip Rivers and Eckler, and that's just to control the ball, control the clock. I mean, the Chargers had the ball, guys, 60% of that game, and that's what Carolina's going to want to do, get McCaffrey 30-plus touches in that game and keep Rodgers standing on the sideline. And, guys, until Green Bay can prove they can take an elite running back like McCaffrey or Cook or Barkley or whoever it proves to be, to prove that they can take him out of the game, I'm not a believer that the defense can get off the field right now. So I think it's going to be close most of the way through, but I think Green Bay's got enough, starting with the run game, to get to the bye 8-2.
He pushes it at 27-21, right in line with those smart people that live out west and make the odds for us as a 6-point favorite are the Green Bay Packers at home. Robbie, we'll talk to you.
I don't want to be right on the line, Billy. Let's change that to 27-20.
Okay, no, there we go.
I never want to be vanilla and go with the wise guys. So we'll go 27-20 with a cover.
All right, Robbie, enjoy the bye week. We'll talk next week, all right?
Thanks, guys.
That's Rob Reichel joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.